Coming to you live from the Hall of Truth, it's the Nate Darling Show.
Fire a warning shot across her nose.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, relax, good citizen.
Nothing! You've got nothing!
Here's Nate.
Back for another round of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Jason with me, Kareem... Doing business.
Yeah, Kareem's here. Hey, how you doing, Kareem?
Hey, how's it going?
If you're gonna do your full Kareem, you need to be be sharing like 12 articles on Facebook.
I really
enjoyed
that article you posted about Pauly Shore.
Right.
I had no idea you saw it, Kareem.
My lovely wife Leslie joins us again for the for this episode.
Hello.
I'm not going to make people sick with the lovey-dovey talk. We're still newlyweds.
We're still newlyweds.
That's right.
Yep. Coming up on a year in November.
Damn.
You're coming up on 2.
Yeah.
And you're coming up on your daughter's first birthday. I got the invite to the party.
Yeah. It's,
Is she looking forward to it?
Well, you know, it's funny because Chris actually didn't want to have a birthday for CJ.
Uh-huh.
Because it's just a lot of planning and, you know, a lot of, like, for somebody that's not going to remember it ever.
Right.
You know, we could just do a cake and do the whole messy cake thing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was like, well, but maybe we should have, like, you know, people come over. I mean, we don't have opportunities for people to come over that often. So why don't we just have, like, a... You know, like have some meatballs,
right?
And some light snacks, some
a bowl
cake.
Of chips. You're good to go.
Exactly. Like this, have a 2-hour. People come over, and if people stay afterwards, and we order pizzas, then that's fine. But like, let's make this like, you know,
come over, kiss the ring, and leave.
Yeah, she's standing by herself. It's so crazy. Like she lets go, and she just like stands. Like it's.
She's 10 and a half months now.
Yeah, she's 10 and a half months, man. She's, like, going to be walking in the next, like, she'll be walking by the time she's one. I'm almost certain that she will. I better knock on wood.
That's very exciting stuff.
Oh, and she's talking more. Da-da-da-da. Excuse me, all of a sudden I have the hiccups.
What?
What is she? She's, like, she's pointing at stuff. We were playing a game earlier, like... She thinks it's hilarious anytime I grab something that's in her hands with my teeth. It sounds ridiculous, I know. But, like, if she has something, like, she has this ribbon that she's been carrying around, and, like, it's, like, still, like, it's ribbon that's round up in the cardboard holder type thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she loves that, and she, like, chews on it and stuff like that. But, like, she thought it was, like, she thinks it's so hilarious when I would bend down to like bite it, like, or like anytime I do that with anything, she just gets so excited. So then we start playing this game where she would take it and then she would hide it like in the cubby of the table, and then I'd be like, where is it? And then and then she'd show it, and then she'd like laugh really big, like it was. and then she'd offer me to bite it, and then she'd take it away, and then she'd let me bite it. I know it's ridiculous, but it's so awesome. And she, like, seeing her, like, how excited she gets when she sees me.
Woo!
When I get home. Very similar to that. So I figured that just because of that, she deserved her first birthday. And
she deserves it.
She deserves a birthday party. And not only that, like, I like to celebrate, like, a one, because this year I turned 40. So, like, it's, like, the dual, like, a young, like, beginning birthday, you know. I am. To me, it's, like... My life's almost over. I have like a good 25 years left, maybe.
Really?
Good, it, 25 good, good years.
Yeah, 25 good years, you know? Like, you know, at least see her through college.
That's right. You don't want to put too much pressure on yourself.
I don't want to put too much pressure.
Oh, you can walk around. Let's say you can walk for another 25 years.
Sad song for you.
Oh.
You know what, Jason? Soon enough, we won't get to the sad song, sorry. Soon enough, you will be back to school shopping.
Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm. Now, in Michigan, it's a little different there because, you know, it can get a little intense, we'll say.
What?
A I thought it was an actual snooze story. It's one of those where they just have text and funky donkey
man,
music.
Hey, you know what? Fuck you, you stupid news stories that trying to make yourself a news story when there's no, you're not really a news story. You're just a text flying across the screen.
Yeah, it's USA Today.
Fuck you, USA Today.
A gun was pulled after two pairs of women fought over the last notebook on the shelf at a Walmart in Michigan. Novi police detective told the Detroit Free Press that police have reviewed video footage of the incident recorded on a witness's cell phone and have submitted the case to the Oakland County Prosecutor's Office for review. Now, the fight at the Novi Town Center store involved two Farmington Hills residents, ages 46 and 32, and a mother and daughter from South Lyon, ages 51 and 20. So it's a pair of mother-daughters out back to school shopping. Now, WCRZ-FM reported that two Farmington Hills women were shopping for school supplies when one of them reached for the last notebook on the shelf. Police told the Free Press that the 20-year-old also reached for it. The two women pulled the 20-year-old's hair, and the woman's mother was pushed aside before pulling out a gun.
Well,
she pulled out a firearm and tells them to stop attacking her daughter while pointing the gun at them.
Oh, my God.
The mother does have a valid concealed pistol license, and police are not releasing what kind of gun she had.
38.
Possibly. Yeah. The name's 22. Not being released at this time. They believe that the South Lyon women were the ones that ended up with the notebook. So good for you. Good for you.
Wow. That's some back-to-school shopping.
By the way, Walmart, how about being a little bit better with keeping your shelves stocked?
Yeah, geez. Especially during back-to-school season, you shouldn't be running out of notebooks.
I know. It's terrible. Meanwhile, in Arkansas, a headline, adult videos lead to married couple's arrest. Why? Well, a married pair of amateur pornographers, facing multiple criminal charges for filming themselves engaged in a variety of sex acts in public. Leslie Sessions, 30, and Derek Calloway, 37, were each named last week in a criminal information, charging them with 9 felonies, including public display of hardcore sexual conduct and promoting obscene performance. Their parents, the 2 young children, face a maximum of 6 years in prison on each count. The couple lives in Truman, a city just outside Jonesboro, where they recorded their X-rated activities. Now, according to police, Sessions and Calloway sell homemade porn tapes, which they market via Twitter. Calloway reported that the duo's adult films venture earns them $1,000 a month. That's a nice extra little...
So he's an entrepreneur. I can't imagine Trump would care them putting him in prison. He'll get a pardon.
Take that to Shark Tank, Mark Cuban. Yeah. After the Jonesboro cops were tipped that Sessions, no relation to Jeff, was recording public hardcore sexual conduct. We don't.
It is in the South.
Yep. They reviewed one of her videos and determined that explicit acts were being performed in public. Investigators alleged that Sessions masturbated while seated at a table in Cheddar's restaurant.
Oh, Cheddar's.
He's making the cheese. And used the sex toy on herself in a Home Depot parking lot. Power tool, Home Depot. She also allegedly exposed herself in the Home Depot's appliance section and engaged in a sex act inside a dressing room at a Kohl's department store.
I think I saw that video.
Did you?
Yeah.
The Kohl's. Did you get it via Twitter?
No, it's all on porn.
Oh, okay.
Now, Calloway is charged with recording his wife's performances and participating in one sex act in a Jonesboro nature preserve. While outside Cheddar's, Calloway also operated a pair of wireless vibrating panties worn by his spouse. Well, if she was wearing panties, how is that obscene? Free on bail, they've pleaded not guilty. After their arrest in July, Calloway commented on Facebook that, quote, "I have never seen so many friend requests in my life. Wow." That post prompted a friend of his to respond, and I quote, "Homie, you're a star."
Well, this is the big break they've been looking for.
It's true.
Oh, yeah, this is exactly what they've been hoping for.
I'm very curious. So this is just a quick aside. Cheddar's is Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen. Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen.
To bring Clorox wipes with me next time I hit Cheddar's.
That's what she was doing. She just did the Scratch Kitchen. That's what she called it. Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen. Oh, you'll like that. They have the homemade onion rings, Leslie. Look at that stack.
Those do look delicious.
Pretty tasty.
Not really my thing.
Maybe if I just don't sit in a booth.
Oh, barbecue entrees starting at $10.99. Prices may vary.
Are you okay with barbecue?
Yeah. Barbecue's good. Unless it's
a sauce that he enjoys.
Unless it's that mustardy Carolina bullshit, they can fuck right off.
That's like the best one.
It's not.
It is awesome.
You and Kareem can take that blasphemy elsewhere.
Oh, my God.
He's crazy.
At least it's not the mayonnaise one, right?
By the way, the closest Cheddar's is in Arizona, so.
Well, I would expect it from that racist state.
Look at that cluster. Look at that cluster of Cheddar's. There's nothing on the West Coast and nothing in the Northeast.
Yeah. No Cheddar's for us.
No Cheddar's.
No Cheddar's for you.
No.
You'll have to do your blasphemy in Bennigan's.
It's like Chris's favorite Drex. That's
Drex subs.
Yeah, she loves those Drex subs.
I don't understand. It's just every sandwich is just a goddamn sandwich.
I feel the same way. But she said their chicken sandwich that they have, there's nothing like it.
That's, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So there's a new study out showing that Americans work harder than any other country.
Yeah.
We work. Hold on. I have to get this ready. Harder than any other country.
Hooray!
Mm-hmm. it turns out the average American worker works harder than our Japanese counterparts or average European worker. Statistics show that Americans work longer hours than the majority of other countries. That's 137 hours more per year than the Japanese, 260 per year more than in the UK. Now, by the way, when comparison is made between the average French worker and the average American worker, we're working about 500 more hours per year than our friends in France. It's the reason we can say, thank God it's Friday, Labor Day, and time to celebrate the benefits we enjoyed our jobs. Yeah.
Including weekends off.
Well, not for everybody.
Today's my Friday.
Oh, fuck. Son of a bitch.
I am an FBI agent.
Actually, today was my Monday.
Oh, was it? Oh, good for you.
Yeah, it was my Monday because I went today. It was like my first day of the week, right? Mm-hmm. So
dirty bitch.
So I don't know why are we taking pride in this?
No, yeah, it's like hey, not only do you guys not have health care for everybody, but you work twice as many hours as anybody also, and you have more debt than any other person in the world,
America.
So, yeah, America. Yeah,
yeah.
Fuck y'all.
Yes, that's America. That's the American pride we're looking for. Yeah, we work more than you. We work harder than you. We die younger than you.
We have more debt than any of you.
We see less of our families than all of you. Ha 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 ha. Look at you silly French people with your time off and spending it with your families and living to 80. Aw. Now I'm depressed.
Maybe we do need to move to France.
Maybe. Maybe we do. Oh,
luckily, I thought about that. Like, luckily, because Chris has like a PhD in biology, like that makes her like an attractive, like, you know, expat, like anywhere, pretty much, right? So, you know, maybe we will. Maybe we'll go to let's go to the Netherlands. How about that? Let's go to
Hey, I can
Sweden.
Go to the Netherlands pretty quickly.
And we're not ruling that out, Jason. We're not ruling anything out. Not ruling anything out. With you know, there's no, they don't have hurricanes in the Netherlands.
Nope, they don't. And according to my calculations, it's going to get warmer there.
Yay!
Is that because of the innocent blood? That's...
Yeah, because of all the sinning.
Yeah.
All the abortions.
Good to know.
All right, it's time to do a little judging. It's time for Cool or Tool. First up, back to school shopping. Jason.
Oh, man, that was like my favorite time of year, but it also showed me how poor I was every school year before I went. Like, I always, like, and I say poor because I get like $100 to spend on clothes. And I know that's a lot compared to a lot of other kids, but I was like, oh, I can only get like a couple of shirts, and I can't get those nice school shoes. Yeah, so anyhow, back to school shopping. It's cool because now I got a kid that I can have resent me because I buy her the cheap clothes.
Leslie?
It was the funnest time of year, even though I, too, was quite poor and worked during the summer to save up money to get my clothes. But I think you appreciated them that much more. Yeah. And then that first day of school when you got there and you were out in all of your new finery, which was pretty much everything you purchased, and there was no good. after, I mean, past Wednesday, you had nothing new. But yes, very cool.
I'm going to disagree and go Tool, and here's why. Having gone to Catholic school and being saddled with a uniform, back to school shopping was really just, can I get a Trapper Keeper? What's wrong with the Trapper Keeper you got last year? But I want a new Trapper Keeper. But your Trapper Keeper is perfectly fine. Yeah, but it's just kind of boring. It's just solid blue with a line. Well, you liked it last year, but you can get some new folders. Would you like some pencils? Well, what about some clothes? Well, socks and underwear. Because the rest of the stuff, you're getting the navy pants and the white button-down shirt. Because it's the school uniform.
So you got one new peachy folder.
You got a folder to put in the Trapper Keeper.
Well, you had to cross out like that it was math and then put English on it.
new stuff like that. By the way, I believe I still have that Trapper Keeper somewhere at my dad's house. And it was pre-Velcro. It was a literal snap.
Ah.
It literally snapped closed. That's got to be worth a million on eBay.
Probably.
Who knows? Well, next time I go
back. Save that to sell when Ready Player One comes out. All the 80s will be the rage again.
Oh, well. There we go. I'm next in Cooler Tool. Home movies. Leslie.
Home movies are cool. Very, very cool. Especially when you have the old school projector.
Yeah.
And you have the sheet that you put up to watch movies on.
Jason?
Those types of home movies are cool. But the home movies that we're talking about, I mean,
you don't know what movies I was talking about.
Oh, you're right. I know. Yeah. Get some 8mm. Come on. I mean, home movies are cool, right? Like, just don't send them to your friend, like, if you made it on your phone when you're drunk one day.
I wouldn't know. We didn't have home movies. Now, we would go over to a relative's house. They didn't have home movies either. They had slides.
Yes, slides.
So you could do a slideshow. And I thought that was the coolest thing ever. Okay, and I really wanted to be able to do slides. And I, of course, was told, no, that was too expensive and that we didn't need to do that.
Some of my favorite nights were at my grandparents' house when they would do their slideshows. They would, like, it would be like a 4 or 5 hour night, like, and we'd have like dinner and like hors d'oeuvres and stuff like that, and we'd watch carousel after carousel after carousel after carousel of slides. Like,
well, I can't remember how old I was. I think I was around 5 or 6 years old, and my sister and I got a set that you made your own slides with.
Ooh.
So you'd like cut out like a piece, like the gorilla picture, and then you'd have to paste it on there and make your own slides.
Wow.
And it was really fantastic until probably you didn't let the glue go quite as long as you should have to cure it. And we kind of ruined it, but it was delightful until then.
Until we ruined it.
It was ruined.
And finally, in Cooler Tool, working hard, Jason.
Well, as an American, I pride myself on always working the hardest that I can work.
Mm-hmm.
You work smarter, not harder. Working hard is cool. No, gosh, working hard is cool because it's cool.
Leslie?
I will say Tool as it compares to those other countries, because it's absolutely correct. I would love to be like our French folks and take off August.
Yeah, August is the month in France when you leave the old people in Paris to die. That's what August is. Look it up. Just Google it. Google it. Working hard, there is a virtue to it, to be able to do it when you need to. But it's Tool. I mean, this idea that we have to pound ourselves into the ground for just to make a living, just to get by, just to scrape by. And it's like, oh, don't you have any loyalty to your job? And it's like, I have as much loyalty to my job as my job does to me.
Yeah.
And the idea that there is this employer-employee loyalty is, first of all, it was never really a thing. It was a thing for such a short period of time. Because through the Industrial Revolution, you just worked there until you lost an arm, and then you couldn't work anymore, and you were of no use to them. There was a very short period of time where there was that golden age of, yes, you're a value.
Company man.
Yeah, the company man, and you're a value to the company. Those people are all retired now, and business is done differently these days. And you, no matter who you are just a replaceable cog in a machine. And honestly, in order to run a business properly, you kind of have to be, because people do move on. People move to different places. People grow and go, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to do something else. And I think we need to come to the realization, though, that if you're a boss somewhere, you can't expect this blind loyalty to your organization. It's unrealistic, because if you grew disgruntled for whatever reason with an employee, you would replace them. So if they've become disgruntled with coming into work in your place of work for whatever reason, it doesn't have to be anything you did. It's their life. It's not business.
Yeah. There's something to be said too about understanding the nature of the work that you're doing, or like what type of place you're employing. Mm-hmm. Because like when I was at the Pet Inn, we were employing unskilled workers, sure, that were out of high school, you know, between the ages of 18 to 22, 23. And then there's sometimes people that just loved animals and wanted to work there, mm-hmm, because they loved animals no matter what the pay was. And a lot of the jobs, 70% of them are part-time jobs. But there was this, there's this thought that if somebody did not have the interest of the company 100% in mind while they're getting their schedule ready to go to school, or go, like, that maybe they would get less hours, or like, you know, there'd be like this idea or sense of like, well, their number one priority isn't being here. Well, no, they're fucking 19 years old and they got a fucking job, and they don't want to be working at a fucking Pet Inn for the next 20 fucking years, because there's somebody that's worked here for 7 years and makes $12 an hour. Like, no, good. They want to go get an education. You should be fucking happy that they're there and that they want to be there. Like, yeah, like, so like, you know, and they're coming in at 5 a.m. in the morning, and they're leaving at, you know, 10 p.m. at night, and they're working the, anyhow, I think that there's a idea, or there's just a thought that doesn't matter, you know? And yeah, that's, when I worked in that, and I did the schedules and stuff like that, I always tried, like, I didn't bring stuff like that to the owner or the other managers when people made change, because it wasn't a big deal. And you know why? Because when they came into work and they wanted to be there, and they didn't call in sick, right? Because I scheduled them adhering to their schedule, understanding that their life outside of that job was important,
right?
You know, and giving them that respect. And that's all you could do. Like, unless it's a full-time job, then you better fuck me.
Well, no, and that's the thing, though, and that's what we're still stuck in today, is that, this 40 hours, right? 40 yeah. hours means nothing. Someone pulled it, you know, out of their ass years ago, yeah, and that's why we work. We only have Sunday off because Ford said you need a day off to, besides your church day, to say, I'm going to spend the money I'm making, right, to help commerce. And if we even know now, I mean, we have studies that show us, people would rather be paid less and get the days off they want.
Mm-hmm.
So if you give them the days off they want, or the smallest things, they're going to be happier. They yeah. want to work there. They want to stay there. But we don't put those things into play because of the way, that's not the way that we do it. Or you don't seem like you're loyal, or you don't really want to work, do you?
Yeah.
Where you probably get more work out of people in less amount of time.
I called you on Saturday 3 times and you didn't answer the phone. Yeah, because you can't say, yeah, because it's Saturday. You have to go, oh, yeah, I was outside. I left my phone inside. You have to lie. You can't say, yeah, I saw it was you and went, fuck it.
Right?
Yeah. Go, no. Oh, I left my phone at home. Oh, I was out somewhere and my battery died.
I already smoked a blunt. Sorry. I couldn't come into work.
That's right. I'm already stoned.
I'm already too stoned, man.
already stoned. I can't.
Not
do
a problem. I can give you a ride.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll be there in five.
Yeah. Listen, I got an Uber coming over. I got a Lyft coming over right now.
Hold on here. Man. Do that.
Your temperament will be perfect for the workplace today.
Right. Yeah. Just don't care.
You don't have to count cash today, right?
TMZ is into breaking news, and they have broken some of the biggest news that I've seen in quite some time. Headline, Taylor Swift to Kylie Jenner, look where you made me move. Taylor Swift is now horning in on the life of Kylie Jenner in a big way. The singer took up a billboard larger than hers right across the street. That's right, a new billboard featuring Taylor's mug promoting her new single, Look What You Made Me Do, has moved in across the street from a Life of Kylie billboard 50 feet away on the corner of Santa Monica and La Cienega in West Hollywood. By the looks on their faces, we'd say Taylor's got more to prove here, more turf to claim in this epic billboard face-off. See, Taylor isn't known to have beef with Kylie personally, but we all know she's not on good terms with Kim and Kanye, and by extension, probably the whole Kardashian clan. So,
this has got to be one of the stupidest things I've ever heard in my life.
Look.
Do you listen to the show?
Uh-oh.
There are over 1,500 comments on this on their website.
Can we see some of these comments?
Oh, of course.
Oh, yes,
I would love to hear what people have to say about the billboard off.
I want to learn sketchy things about Steve Harvey. Everyone just ignore it.
No, that's around the web. You don't want that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, don't click but around the bait. Web.
But clickbait.
But it's powered by Zergnet. It has to be good.
Oh no, it's taking longer than normal. Let's reload that. Let's see what happens.
Fucking discus.
Maybe we can't read the comments.
Stupid discus.
It's still spinning.
Discus fucking comments.
So let me.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, wait.
Woohoo.
Oh, for crying out loud, fighting over a corner, acting like a bunch of prostitutes, frightened for turf. Grow up. All the whining by Taylor and her overall way of handling conflict has been a huge reason I went from enjoying her music to turning her off. Kylie's become a casualty of the two prom queen high school drama fit. Never had interest in the Kardashian-Jenner clan, but I think Taylor needs to stay in her own playground and stop bullying the younger sister of the real nemesis.
Okay, let me just get this straight. Maybe I'm missing something here. But Kylie has a billboard up talking about her new show.
Yeah.
And Taylor, on the same street, has a billboard of her new album.
Right, mm-hmm. And they went personally, I guarantee you, and got these billboards across from each other. There's no ad team. There's no space. Right. It was the two of them did it to each other.
To fight it out.
Yeah, it wasn't any ad men. It wasn't any, right. Like, it wasn't a whole, you know, music industry by Spotify on one side and E! Entertainment on the other side promoting their show and their station.
Right.
That has nothing to do with it. This is personal between the two of them.
So I see my favorite comment up there right now that says, everything going on in the world and you choose to write this plop. Seriously, who gives a damn?
You commented.
I have to agree. Thank you, Lana.
Lana commented on it, so she's only made it worse.
What was that?
Wait, not surprising. Go back up. You missed one there. It was not surprising.
From a woman who dated a guy for a week and bought the house across the street. People are into it. I like a 13th floor writes, those two should make out.
Oh, and then the next comment was deleted. And then that person was like, you've got the right idea.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, like this Taylor doesn't have enough to do. Seriously?
And someone comment, this is the part of the movie where the white girls meet on the playground.
Sounds like a sick movie.
And then someone posted something from the LA Times about counterfeit Yeezys.
Oh my God.
All right. You've lost me with the counterfeit Yeezys.
It's true.
Sorry. You went way too far off topic.
It's true.
Wait, you're talking
about this is a serious issue. And we're only going to take serious comments.
Right. You've lost me.
Yeah, that was like the other 1,000 comments were just about the Yeezys, by the way.
Probably. That's why I stopped. That's exactly why I stopped. So last week, a descendant of Robert E. Lee denounced white supremacy during the VMAs. Well, now he's saying that that speech has cost him a job as a pastor of a North Carolina church. The Reverend Robert Wright Lee says factions of the United Church of Christ in Winston-Salem were concerned about his speech that I lifted up the Black Lives Matter movement. That's what he said. The Women's March and Heather Heyer as examples of racial justice work. Reverend Lee says there were also church members who supported his right to speak out, but were uncomfortable with the attention his MTV appearance was bringing the church. He says the church's reaction was deeply hurtful to me. He has resigned before they could vote to remove him. If you missed it, here's what he said on the VMAs.
My name is Robert Lee IV. I'm a descendant of Robert E. Lee, the Civil War general whose statue was at the center of violence in Charlottesville. We have made my ancestor an idol of white supremacy, racism, and hate. As a pastor, it is my moral duty to speak out against racism, America's original sin. Today, I call on all of us with privilege and power to answer God's call to confront racism and white supremacy head on. We can find inspiration in the Black Lives Matter movement, the women who marched in the Women's March in January, and especially Heather Heyer, who died fighting for her beliefs in Charlottesville.
Better get him out.
Yeah, gosh, that guy. That guy, what a horrible pastor for preaching love and equality, man.
You know
bastard.
Who he's, you know who he sounds like? Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh wait.
Oh my God.
Oh wait. So he didn't wait for the vote to come down. He just stepped down from the church. It's come to that. It's come to that where a guy who is a pastor in a church speaks out against racism, and there are members of his congregation hiding under the cloak of religion, saying, oh, this is bad.
But they're not racist.
Those are the guys that are wearing the sheets on their head.
They're not racist or sexist. Because the Women's March, too. Don't forget the Women's March.
So, I mean, I saw an article about how the KKK is entrenched within so many of the churches in the South.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like... So... I can completely and wholly see, like, a church being like, no, because there's, like, a bunch of, congregants that are KKK members outside of that.
Congregants.
They're congregants, yeah.
And so they're doing it under the guise of they don't want the attention that he's
yes.
brought. Because you don't want attention for saying these things.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
The only thing I can think of about that comment is maybe there have been a lot of tourists who've come by because they want to see the church. And of course, they're not comfortable with outsiders. So yeah. So maybe that's it. I'm trying to find a reason why you would feel that way. That
right,
wasn't.
Like, why wouldn't you want people coming by to see
you
that
you,
kind of message?
You haven't really lived in a small town, have you?
Actually, yes, I have.
A bunch of them strangers coming through
maybe,
here.
Maybe I've been away from it for...
I think you have.
A long time.
I think...
You're a world traveler.
It's true.
Yes.
You are a passenger of the world. You're not just in, you know, Nowheresville, where all you see is...
It's no. true.
That's my wife. Come on, settle down. I know it's habit for you, but come on. I kid. All right.
No, it's just appalling to me that he could be because he didn't say anything that was, I thought, was controversial in any way.
But you have people, there's so many people that are being sold this idea that the Black Lives Matter movement is a movement that is not based in just wanting equal rights for Black people, like right. that they think it's a racist movement against white people.
Even
and
he just
cops.
Said we could learn something and, from it. Okay, yeah. I mean yeah. that's all he said.
And the bill of goods that's being sold is that they are a violent movement that's bent on the destruction of white people and white culture.
Yeah. And that they hate police.
You know who hates police? Nurses now.
Yeah, I know, right?
Thanks to Utah. Go ahead and Google that yourself.
Oh, God, that was horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very horible. But a lot of stuff going on. Before we move on, though, I think it's time to let out some stress and do this.
And now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
Jason, I know you've got something holstered.
So, I just want to say, fuck you to the 65. Is that the freeway that goes out past Rockland, Lincoln?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay. So, fuck you, Jason. I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know who this fuck you is to. But so, like...
Wait, are you from Plattsburgh?
No. So here's the fucking thing is that it's been so fucking long since I've driven to Lincoln that I had no idea that they built a whole fucking freeway around Lincoln.
Like the bypass?
Yeah, like it used to be that when you're on the freeway, like you drive literally through downtown Lincoln. So when you're like, hey, you know what? We should take a drive out. We're going to go to R.C. Willie. Let's take a drive out. The kid's sleeping. Let me show you Lincoln because it's kind of a cool old town, you know, and I've heard that it's been redone. Like I'm going on the 60. I'm like, where the fuck? And I remember seeing a sign that said downtown Lincoln. This I was like, yeah, but if I just stay on the freeway, I'm going to go through because it's, the road goes. 65 goes right through downtown Lincoln. Like, it goes right by the fucking, like, by the clay factory, like, all that shit, by the quarry, it's all right there. No! They built a huge fucking subdivision, like 10 subdivisions, put a whole fucking freeway all the way around it, and luckily we got to Sheldon, I was like, I got out to somewhere, and I was like, fuck, oh, we need to fucking turn around. I think that that's the road we're supposed to be on. And then I drove in the back way. I'm like, yeah, this is, we're right by the train tracks. I remember this. Yeah. Sure enough, they fucking built a whole freeway around the fucking town. Like, the whole town.
Yeah, so strangers don't come roaming in.
Man, I knew it. I could not believe it. I just was like, so, I did not think it had been, like, so long that like I had to have driven out that way like in 2006, 2007. I know that's 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
but in the span of 10 years since the last time I drove out there, they built the whole fucking freeway.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's fucking crazy, man.
Leslie, is there anything that's been bothering you?
Wow, I wasn't prepared to air.
For the airing of the fucking grievances.
I wasn't prepared to air a grievance today, but let me think. I think probably, I'll just go with something that just recently irritated me a few seconds, was this ridiculous Kylie and Taylor situation on there. It doesn't make any sense. Like, why? I don't even understand why that's a thing. And I think that the thing that really irritated me is that there were 1,566 comments that were attached to it as well. Like, really, we don't have anything else to talk about except for why Taylor and Kylie have billboards on the same street in LA? Like, it's completely ridiculous to me. I just wish that we could funnel more of our time and effort into other things that are more helpful.
Right, and the 1,500 comments. That's why TMZ will do that story all day, every day.
Yeah. They make a story about something that isn't even a story.
Well, and that's written, they wrote it very tongue-in-cheek, too. So I completely understand that was a tongue-in-cheek story. They're going, look, it's like blah, blah, blah. They're fighting it out on billboards. And they're sitting in the newsroom going, yeah, isn't this ridiculous? And meanwhile, 1,500 people are like, yeah, that's bullshit.
That's Kylie's horrible. And why would she even try to go against Taylor? Like, what?
The internet and all the stupid people on the fucking internet. Except our listeners.
Hold on, I have one.
And now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
So, speaking of the internet, this somehow ended up in my consciousness today, and it's a Kourtney Kardashian tweet from March of 2010, and it simply reads, "Do ants have dicks?" First of all, why do I have to relive 7-year-old Kourtney Kardashian tweets of all fucking things? I know it's vapid and senseless. It's probably her idea of a joke. So that's one thing. fuck you to the bitch who brought this up again, because I shouldn't have to deal with your own PTSD on your own time. Part two of this whole thing. I know you love Facebook. I know you love Twitter. But when you type a question into it, instead of typing it into Facebook or Twitter and posting it, type the motherfucker into Google and get the goddamn answer! It's right fucking there!
It's right there.
It's right there. Literally thousands of results in hundreds of languages for you.
But then you don't engage people.
I'd like to engage people with a punch right to the face.
Punch to the fucking privates.
Hey!
So that's the airing of the grievances. I had to go, I'm like searching, I'm like, when did she tweet, do ants have dicks? So I, and then I'm like, oh, let me type it into Google, because that's what fucking thinking people do.
Maybe she's the one that advised Kylie on that billboard.
8:03 p.m. on March 27th of 2010. So we have a timestamp on it. By the way, if you think 1,500 people is bad, do ants have dicks? Got 82,000 likes and 86,000 retweets. I'm guaranteeing half of them were mocking her, but 82,000 people liked, do ants have dicks? I don't think she really wants the answer to that. I'm just going to throw it out there.
The video we're about to show you is really just astonishing. These ladies follow...
Yeah, don't auto-start my video. It doesn't give me time for this.
Florida, land of enchantment. And... crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
And we're not showing you any video, but we'll play this news story for you.
Hello, Sharp, from Bayshore Road all the way down to I-75. While she was all over the road, crashing into some medians and guardrails along the way. Meanwhile, those following the driver were on the phone with 911 and Facebook Living the whole thing.
Oh my God!
Drivers panic on I-75 following 25-year-old Brittany Sharp.
But he needs to get on at 75 and Poppy.
And block him off.
Hurry!
A group of people in a black Nissan followed Sharp after she almost hit them on Bayshore Road in North Fort Myers. The driver off-roading at times.
He's hit something. Fire hydrant, maybe? And he's getting on
75. What is he doing? He's getting on 75.
Yeah, stop him.
And then making her way onto the interstate.
Oh, my God!
You hear the passengers on the phone with 911 the whole time, all while streaming on Facebook Live.
He's sleeping!
Several others on the road also getting involved. The person behind the wheel in this video decides to finally end the chaos.
Get in front, hit the brakes. Get in front, hit the brakes and stop.
Oh my God.
Let me put my seatbelt on.
We're about to let this guy hit us in the... Oh my God.
What do you mean, let me put my seatbelt on?
Why don't you have your seatbelt on already?
Exactly, bitch. What are you doing? And by the way, that guy. Stop blaming guys. It was a woman. Women can do anything.
You can't Facebook Live and wear a seatbelt. I think that's the law.
Well, to be fair, the driver was not Facebook Living. It was the passenger in the front seat. And the one without the seatbelt was the stupid bitch in the back seat. And by the way, when you're on the phone with 911, don't do this.
Oh, my God!
Over and over again, you're not helping anything.
Oh, my God!
Dirty! Ow! Dirty!
Damn
Son
it.
Of a...
Woo!
Son of a...
Oh, my Bit. God!
Come down later for Moose House!
Dirty!
Son Bit. Of a...
What?
God! FHP arrived a short time later. Here's cell phone video just before troopers took Sharp into custody.
The danger is she not only put herself in, she put every other motorist in that vicinity in is, you know, just unconscionable.
Speaking with Florida Highway Patrol Lieutenant Greg Bueno on the phone, he says the Facebook Livers...
That's Greg Good for you Americans.
...did the right thing by calling 911, but wouldn't recommend stopping a driver like this on your own.
If you're able to call in a description of a car, direction of travel, tag, all of that is beneficial. But, you know, what we don't want is, of course, for any other secondary collisions or for someone to get hurt.
They probably saved someone's life by doing
Sharp
that.
No, she was stopped at that point. They didn't save anything. The woman...
Well, she didn't take off again. I applaud these women. I applaud them.
Well,
they're heroes.
Oh, my God!
That's right. I've called 911.
Oh, my God!
Stop that.
They're American heroes, they should be treated as such.
Maybe Nate would have given them a little credit if they would have held their phone sideways.
Yeah, they had the vertical video.
Or if they would have said it was a woman instead of a man. That's what you're most angry about.
Well, they're right next to the car looking over. He's asleep. He's asleep. That son of a bitch.
No, listen, man. They're just you're taking it the wrong way. They are so like ingrained in this patriarchal society where it's nothing but men that they just assume.
I applaud your effort.
Who else would have the cojones to drive around on the freeway like that?
Or even just like, I mean, just not, another driver is a he until it's a she.
Huh? What?
Hold on.
What?
What?
Did you say something?
Yeah, I was talking about.
Look at this. What? Look at this. Huh? What? Look at me. Look at me. What?
I'm sorry, Nate.
Meanwhile.
Heroes.
Meanwhile, a Florida man performed a sex act on a female companion in the middle of families gathered on a Clearwater beach on Sunday afternoon. That's according to cops. Police charged that Jeffrey Kernan, 50, was performing oral sex on his girlfriend around 5 p.m. So, good for him for being a giver.
Sure, he's courteous, sure. Lover.
This was in front of families and children.
Well, you know, everybody has to learn.
Cops identified the focus of Kiernan's attention as Alexandria Rowell, who's 26.
Oh, good for you, buddy. Good for you, Jeffrey. God damn it. Good for you, buddy. Man, half your age, bro.
Right.
Half your age.
That's why he was so eager. While apparently contacted by an officer as they trysted, they were, for some unknown reason, not charged with public indecency. Instead, they were each arrested for possession of an open container of an alcohol, which was, in this case, a 16-ounce can of Four Loko.
Ah, yeah, that's a fucking panty dropper.
I didn't know that they still made Four Loko.
Oh, yeah. And that drops a panty.
It does, and then you put your face in there. They were booked into the county jail Sunday evening on a misdemeanor charge. Kernan, who's a Tampa resident, was released upon posting $250 bond. Now, Rowell, who lives in Winter Haven, remains in custody just for laying there, I guess, patriarchal society.
Says how much he cared about her, though, right?
I am looking at this picture, and there is no way in hell this chick is 26 years old.
No, she looks... It's a hard 26.
Maybe they've got the ages backwards.
No, that dude's definitely 50. She might be 46.
Maybe they just missed the numbers, and she's 62.
That's her mugshot. She's, you know, been kind of rough. She's not that bad looking.
No, she just doesn't look 26.
She looks 26?
No, no. She, like 36, I'll give her.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me see if I... Is this the right Facebook profile picture? Let me see here. No, there's somebody by the name from Sacramento. That's not them.
It's not them.
Not them. Someone from Iowa. Texas Tech. Nope. Stanislaus State? No. Splash Girl? Nope, not her.
Well, if anything, this is a good lesson not to drink Four Loko.
Yeah, don't drink Four Loko at the beach.
Oh, man.
I cannot specifically find...
Yeah, you should definitely, if you're drinking Four Loko, you should do that in the privacy of your bedroom. Or
well,
your
and
house.
You don't even know how much they... Because it was an open container. There could have been some left in it. We don't even know how much they got through.
Yeah,
It's true. Is that no?
There's
no.
Only one, huh?
Oh no! Yeah, maybe no. It's not her. Anyway, sorry. Okay.
I like the tags. Florida public fornication. Clearwater.
Clearwater.
Or the water wasn't clear after that tryst.
Nope. That's.
I also enjoy how it has 185 likes.
And only 43 comments on this. Only 43. So the Smoking Gun not doing the same traffic as TMZ.com. Sorry, Smoking Gun. We're trying to give you what you should have for your...
Four Loko is really missing out here because this is an advertising campaign to die for.
Yeah.
Just going through and finding out all the things that have happened because of Four Loko.
Right.
Yeah, it is. Well, hold on. Let me. I'm calling up the Four Loko website. Oh, they need my age.
Oh, you're 21.
No, the reenactments alone.
You know, here's what I find interesting. Does anybody else find the need to put in their actual birthday when they ask for it? I do.
No,
I do all the time. There's Four Loko Ween.
It's coming.
Loko Ween?
Loko, well, that's what that guy had.
That's going to be like the Purge, and you just need to stay inside.
Blue Mofo Bartender Series. it literally has a finger giving you the finger.
Upside down.
I stand by my assessment.
Four Loko Frost. It's 14% alcohol. That's good stuff. Your night starts here. For some people, your night starts at 5 p.m.
Find your Four Loko. I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
no. Dragon's Breath. What's that?
Let's go to the products and see what they got. Oh, they've got Camo, the Bold Series, the Bartender Series, and Shots.
Yeah, I've had the Sour Apple.
If I recall correctly, back in the day, seeing you walk around with a watermelon Four Loko.
Yep, I've had it before. Yeah.
I remember the can.
That was back when it used to have the caffeine in it.
Back when it was good.
Yeah, I've had the strawberry lemonade a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Lemonade and the black cherry. But I think watermelon, I'd had that number. What? Blazing Frost?
Blazing Frost.
Oh, my God, you're blowing my mind.
Then there's
shit.
The Bartender Series.
What? And it's just giving you... That one just says "fuck you" in front of it.
Purple just, Hooter.
Oh, Purple Hooter has to have that.
And then the Pink Scorpion.
And then the Blue Mofo. It has a finger flipping you off. You should probably not drink that.
The Purple Hooter has an owl on it. It's the perfect balance between bold and laid back. It's the drink equivalent of your perfect relationship, down to chill, but also down to party.
That means that you can. That means you might end up doing it in the butt. If you drink Purple Hooter, you might get it in the pooper.
What does that say on the left?
Four Loko presents Fat Jew IRL 2016.
Where?
Right here.
What is that?
Isn't Fat Jew, he's a comedian, isn't he?
Well, he's not a comedian.
Oh.
He's a guy on the internet who stole jokes from people.
Oh, that's right. I thought, that's right. He's been called out by a lot of people about that. Yeah, that guy's a fucking douche.
Then you have the shots. They've got the Screwball, the Green Tornado, and Dragon's Breath for all you Game of Thrones fans. Their website, a little out of date. It's they've got a bunch of links to stuff from 2016. It's September of 2017, people. Come on.
So where's Lokoween happening? Is that anywhere close?
I don't know. We
want to make sure to steer clear of the Lokoween.
Lokoween, it's 11-4. Oh.
Oh, L.A., we're okay.
Saturday, November 4th. But what year? It's really the question.
Yeah, what year?
What year? Oh, I'm sorry. They do have stuff posted from 2017. Oh, they had the Four Loko Festival pregame. Fool's Gold Day Off with Four Loko. Good Lord. What is going on with people?
Well, you can never miss out on all of their activities if you'll just sign up, if you'll subscribe.
Oh, yeah, that's subscribe. What I want. Because I need that. I need to delete that email every morning from Four Loko.
Oh, man, it's my favorite thing to do on this shitter is just delete emails.
Just delete an email. Just
the morning activity.
I'm evacuating my bowels, and I'm evacuating my mailbox.
Mm-hmm. Here's their story. As we defy convention with our products, we're always looking to create unforgettable experiences with our events as well. Four Loko always brings the newest and hottest music talent in the world. However, we work to ensure that we don't just create concerts, we create experiences. So there you go.
Were they part of that one on the island that they had to shut down?
Yeah, no. They were not. Hopefully they weren't part of that.
I don't know. Let's see what projects they got. Oh, fuck off. I'm not going to prove how old.
Unapologetic fun.
Yeah. Well, that's enough of them. All right.
I will stand by my comment, though. If you drink the Purple Hooter, you might get it in the pooper.
It's for experience.
Is that part of it, the advertising?
I think that's because we're already talking about all the sex acts that happen on the Four Loko, you know?
It's true.
Like, you drink some of that Four Loko and you get the Hooter one, it's in the poo.
Dirty bitch!
That's exactly what you get. All right, let's wrap it.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
I have some very exciting news for you. from Ticonderoga, New York. Headline: Cafe celebrates first anniversary.
They lasted a year!
Woo!
That's right. Ticonderoga's Burley's Luncheonette has a 1950s theme. Look at those guys. Look how happy they are. Those are the co-owners Donald Barber and Mark Barber standing behind the counter at their popular downtown restaurant.
Luncheonette.
Oh, it's their first anniversary under their ownership. Hmm. Because it's been an anchor in Ticonderoga's downtown business district, serving good food with lots of local camaraderie. The co-owners say they made the right decision a year ago when they purchased the restaurant with their mother, Debbie. Their one-year anniversary in business is coming up on Tuesday into September 5th, so we missed it, sorry. On that day, dine-in and pick-up-order customers can enter their names for a chance to win two $50 gift certificates. See, Mark manages the eatery while his father, Donald, does the cooking. There you go. They say they've kept the wait staff from the previous owners, the Treadway family, and the patrons remain local. It's nice that they bought it and didn't just go in and fire all of them.
Is it the Treadway family that's doing it? That is the wait staff?
Yeah. They're like indentured servants now.
They came along with the purchase.
Yeah. Mark said, our customers have been like family, and we've made many friends. Well, which is it, Mark? Are they friends or family?
I think Mark's trying to marry the daughter of the Treadways right now.
Right.
They're trying to force a union.
It's a Game of Thrones situation.
They've also done facade improvements, like a new awning, but kept the place's 1950s theme, complete with the original booths and Lone Ranger lunchboxes on display.
Oh, Jesus.
The Lone Ranger lunchbox.
Hi-ho, Silver!
Indeed.
Away!
Indeed. Hold on a second here. Make it here. Oh, I'm going to do this. Let's finish the story up properly. The restaurant's menu stayed about the same, Mark said. We really didn't change the menu. It was a good menu, and people liked it. We knew it was good. We also do lunch specials every day and dinner specials Friday and Saturday. By the way, if you're interested, Burley's Luncheonette at 121 Montcalm Street is open Friday and Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. and 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Thursday. The cafe is closed on Sunday. And if you're interested, you can visit them at burleyluncheonette.com. Let's do that right now.
Yes, please.
Oh, look at that. There's a bike hanging up and records on the wall and uncomfortable stools from the 50s. And old Pepsi menu boards. Look
at
those.
I like the old Pepsi menu boards because I remember having to push those in when I ran a snack bar in my younger days at the baseball field.
Right. Do you know the most commonly uttered phrase in that restaurant and any other with the Pepsi board? Is Pepsi okay? Because you know everybody goes in and orders a Coke.
They serve Coke products there.
Is Pepsi okay? You can purchase a gift card online there, too. Nice.
They don't have their own artisanal colas.
Oh, my gosh. RC Cola. That's what I buy RC Cola when I didn't have enough money to get a Coke.
That always irritates me now when I go up to one of the fountain places and they have their own homemade sodas that they've got.
Oh. Homemade soda. So there.
Do you?
I like to try new sodas, because I don't drink now. So, it's the same soda at every place. So when you get something that's different, you're like, yeah, I'll try some of that.
You're like, Lincolnberry Pear, I'm in.
Yeah, oh, I love Lincolnberry. They have Boylan's on draft? Like, oh my gosh, I love Boylan's.
That's pretty exciting.
They had some tasty sodas like there. That pie looks good.
They got the jukebox, they've got the... Oh, yeah. It's right next to Adirondack Hair Creations.
Oh, man.
So you can get your hair did and...
Hopefully somebody's not getting a Brazilian, next door and then, you're getting... you're smelling all that horrible formaldehyde while you're eating your ice cream.
By the way, that
formaldehyde?
Would be...
Formaldehyde? Yeah. When the Brazilian... What's it? The Brazilian... not wax, but the Brazilian blowout. They use formaldehyde when they do that. Yeah.
What are you talking
I'm
about?
I'm not talking about the other type of Brazilian. Hello.
You are.
That does not stink.
Well, on that note, I think it's time to bid you all adieu. Have a great weekend. Thanks again to my lovely wife, Leslie,
thanks
for sitting in. for Kareem. Kareem, close that deal, my friend. Jason, thank you.
Oh, no. Thank you.
Don't drink.
It's been a pleasure having
you. Thank you very much.
And everybody, don't drink and drive. Bye.
Thanks for listening, and please support the show by shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.
Ow! Dirty son of a...